This seems like something doctors shouldn't have to warn you about, but you know how folks are. People are being told not to use the heart rate monitor on their Apple Watch or Fitbit to decide if they can do another line of Coke or other drugs. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Ethan Weiss, a cardiologist and associate professor at UCSF. Dr. Weiss, I'm slapping my head, and it's not because I could have had a V8. What are people thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I got called by a reporter friend of mine about the story, and I seriously thought she was joking. But it apparently is true. People are doing this, and you know, given what we know about what people like to do to mess around with what we know, what's kind of called biohacking, it's not that surprising.
So, I mean, there is a serious core here, right? I mean, we do know there are people with addiction problems, people using opioids, for example. Might be a way of knowing when you're in a danger zone, but it's probably not the best approach.
Yeah, so, you know, I tried to approach it from the sort of standpoint of let me be thoughtful and serious about it, and could this actually be, could it be something? So, you know, we're stuck with, unfortunately, the reality that companies like Apple and Fitbit are unlikely to do the gold standard sort of randomized controlled clinical trials in this area, right? They're not going to recruit people to kind of do a bunch of cocaine with and without their device. They're not interested in this as a marketing tool. So we're not going to have any evidence, you know, real evidence. So the question is, in plausibility wise, is it possible that this is beneficial? Yeah, of course. Knowing that your heart rate goes up is a benefit. And I guess if it stops somebody from doing more cocaine, that's a good thing. The problem is that there are other things that happen as a result of doing cocaine, including, you know, really significant increases in blood pressure and other things that happen in blood vessels, and particularly the blood vessels of the heart, the coronary arteries. So my concern is that people may get a false sense of security by seeing that their heart rate doesn't increase and in reality do more cocaine than they otherwise would have based on that feeling of safety when, you know, their blood pressure is 270 and they're having a heart attack. So that's my worry. I just think it's just too risky right now. You know, and again, that's aside from the fact that, you know, I'm obviously not endorsing that people do recreational drugs or cocaine, but again, if I'm being honest about sort of could this potentially be of benefit to people, I think the answer is a hard maybe, and would I recommend it at this point? Absolutely not.
So if I understood you correctly, you might not have a heart attack, but you could be on the verge of stroking out.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a blood pressure of 270 and your heart rate, for whatever reason, let's say your heart rate doesn't respond the way that most people's does when they do a lot of cocaine, and it's 120 and you feel fine. You say, oh, I'm going to do another one, and then you have a stroke or a heart attack. So I think just relying on this one measure, this one physiological measure, is not sufficient in my mind to give somebody confidence that they can, you know, be safe in doing a drug that's dangerous. I mean, there's just no way to get around that. It's a dangerous drug.
Dr. Ethan Weiss, cardiologist and associate professor at UC San Francisco.